This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz. Podcasting. It's easier than you think, and Free FM has everything you need, from help with initial planning right through to hosting and delivery across popular podcast platforms. Our content creators are just ordinary people delivering engaging weekly podcasts and radio shows on all sorts of issues that affect them, their communities, and our society. We're really keen to support new content by, for, and about a wide range of community groups and issues. Interested? Go to freefm.org.nz or see our Facebook page to find out more.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse.
Hello and welcome to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0, independent community media. Also playing on Raglan Community Radio, Arrow FM in the Wairarapa, Otago Access Radio, and Radio Kidnappers in Hastings. So hello out there everyone, it's Vanessa again, your local host for Fighting Stigma. So today I want to talk about how we deal with change. How do we deal with freaky, scary, unexpected, holy beep, how do I deal with this stuff? And it's going to be a whole bunch of personal stuff because I had some crazy stuff happen over the weekend. So I wanted to share and talk about, like, get it out there that actually, no, freaky stuff happens and sometimes we don't know what we need to do. And how do we support ourselves? How do we cope with that? Because there's some big stuff that goes on in life. And it can be mental health, it can be physical health, it can be money, it can be family, it can be whatever. But I was going to share a little bit of the stuff that's going on for me and how some of the coping strategies I've talked about in the past and how I've used them to help myself get through it all. But before I get into all that, I'm not going to say juiciness this time because I guess it's kind of juicy. I'm going to have a little chat about our sponsor, Progress to Health, and give you a little bit of heads up about some of the stuff we're doing currently at Progress to Health, some of the courses we've got on and things. Take note of the phone number, so if you're interested in catching up with any of us, do that. But yeah, grab a pen and paper, write some of these down. Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoroa and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupō, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
So we have lots of different things going on at Progress to Health at the moment. So obviously our office has moved from 19 Hood Street and we're now located at 18 Ross Trevor Street and down the river end. So you kind of go down Victoria Street and you go past London Street and then you get to Ross Trevor Street and you turn down there towards the river and we're number 18 and we're downstairs. So it's nice and easy to be able to find us. So if you're in Hamilton and you're interested in coming to Progress to Health and you want to know some of the things we do, I can give you a really quick heads up. But if you're wanting more information about kind of when exactly these are, because a lot of things are on fortnightly, so just kind of working out when they are, give us a ring on 0800 77 5757 and just say, hey, I'm interested in, and then whatever the name that I give, whatever the group is. Okay, so in Hamilton we have the Norton Peer Support Group, taken by the fabulous Rainbow. Now that's every fortnight on a Thursday, and it's from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. and that's held at the Western Community Centre, which is 46 Hyde Ave over in Hamilton, like West Hamilton, and it's fantastic. It's just a place to get together and have some chats, learn some different skills and strategies, and be around people who are going through similar stuff to yourself. And we also have the Community Garden, so that's out at Duke Street in Narrawahia. So that's held on Monday, Wednesdays and Fridays, and that's 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And so it's learning about how to like grow your own gardens, pick your own food, like kind of learning a bunch of stuff like that. But it's also getting to be out and about in fresh air, like learning, having some camaraderie with other people that are around, and it's really great. There's also a walk around Hamilton Lake, so take a breath of fresh air and choose health. Make your own way there or go to one of the pickup points that they have. And also, just remember, check the weather and bring appropriate clothing or shoes and plus a water bottle. And you can bring your own lunch to have after the walk. So that's held every Tuesday and it's 10 to 12. Now it's going to be every week. I think currently it's on a little bit of hiatus because the person who takes it is on leave. But again, as I said, just ring us up on 0800 77 5757 and double check if that's running at the moment. So they meet at the Veranda Cafe for a leisurely walk around the Hamilton Garden. It takes about an hour and a half. And then we also have cycling at Claudelands Park. So come cycling every Thursday, weather permitting. So you bring your own bike and your own helmet, but it's kind of like a chance to get out and about with other people. So the cycle normally lasts about an hour with an option to visit the hospice shop next to the railway line afterwards. And it's always remember to check the weather and bring a water bottle. So it's Thursdays at 2:30 p.m. and you meet at the event centre entrance facing Heffey Terrace. And that's at Claudelands. So at Claudelands Event Centre, it'd be pretty obvious because there'll be a couple of people there with bikes, but definitely, again, ring the 0800 number, 0800 77 5757, and actually have an ask. We also have weeklies on Mondays. We have Retro Games South. So it's an ideal place for people who are wishing to socialise over board games or puzzles, and it's held 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. every Monday. And it's held at the Glenview Community Centre, which is the corner of Glenview Terrace and Tommen Road in Glenview. And if you're happy to bring a koha, it's most welcome. We also have on Tuesdays, which is every week, 1 to 3pm, and it's the Mindful Cafe. So that's held at the Celebrating Age Centre on 30 Victoria Street in Hamilton. Now that's taken by Christine, and it's just fantastic. It's just a space to come together and spend some time together. So take time out. Come and have a cup of tea or coffee, a place to relax and make new friends, a gold coin donation if possible. And so that's Tuesdays, 1 to 3pm. And we also have a recovery education course that's held at the Cathedral of the Blessed Virgin Mary, which is 494 Gray Street. So this is actually an outside of work time one. So this is like a recovery, our Tools to Recovery course, but it's held in the community just totally outside of work time. So it's helpful for people who are working but still want to get some different knowledge and some different skills and strategies. So it's held every second Sunday of the month. So it's just once a month. And it starts at 7:15 p.m. So 7:15. And it finishes at 9 p.m. So everyone meets in the foyer of the cathedral at 7:15. And so each month there's a different topic. So if you feel like you want to know more about that, give us a buzz on 0800 77 5757. Or if you're not in Hamilton and you're out and about in the different parts of Waikato, wherever you're calling from, give us a ring and see if there's something that we've got going on that you're interested in doing. So hopefully that gives you a little bit of a heads up about some of the stuff that we're doing. So I'm pretty sure the walk around the lake and the cycle group is currently on hold because the person who takes that is away on leave. But I decided to leave that in there. So if you're just thinking about it at that stage, that's kind of good to know and have in the back of your mind. So give us a ring at some point. We also have coming up at Progress to Health in Hamilton, we're doing an anxiety course. So that starts on the 16th of September. Can't believe I'm already talking about September. I feel like the year is running away from us. So it's going to be from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, and it's going to be held at Celebrating Age Centre at 30 Victoria Street. So it's free. You just have to sign up with Progress to Health, which is also completely free. And so we're going to be doing, I think it's 9 weeks of just anxiety support. So it's around learning skills and strategies, learning some sort of background stuff, and some really nitty gritty about what can you do to support yourself if you experience anxiety. And it's a really great like course and a great way to kind of get together and realize that there's other people going through the same stuff. So it kind of like talking about anxiety kind of merges very well into what I was talking about, like saying I want to talk about today. So as I've talked about before in the past, I experience bipolar and anxiety. And obviously I've talked about anxiety a lot in the past about kind of how that affects my life and what comes up for me and how sometimes it's directly related to events or certain things that are happening. Like there's a trigger that's going on, there's an activating event. And sometimes it seems to be that I have anxiety is currently running rampant at some points. And it's like I can't pinpoint what's going on with that. I just have to do a lot of strategies to kind of minimize the impact of my life and kind of keep myself going and doing okay. But I definitely had something that was quite anxiety provoking happen at the weekend. So just a little bit of a trigger warning. If you have any concerns around hearing about medical stuff, it's not very much, or hearing about someone feeling like they're in danger, just be aware, take care of yourself. Maybe click out of this podcast or change the radio station for a bit. Nothing scary happened, but just in case, looking after yourself. So I had a really fabulous weekend. I'd had a bit of a head cold last week, you know, that time of the year. I know technically it's spring now, but I think we still got all those bugs flying around. So I'd had sort of Wednesday to Friday off work. And by Saturday, I was starting to feel better. I was feeling really good. I had some friends over. We're having a good time. We had dinner. And then after dinner, I started getting really itchy. And my hands got really hot and really red and really itchy. And pretty much my whole body got really itchy, and my tongue started swelling up and my face started swelling up, and I started getting quite freaked out because I had in the past, just once before, I'd had an allergic reaction to something where my throat closed over and I had to be rushed to hospital. I was kind of quite concerned. Like my breathing was still reasonably okay. I was quite wheezy, but this time around on Saturday, because I had had that before where pretty much my breathing stopped, I was really kind of worried like that's what was going to happen. So, of course, as that is wont to do, our brains kind of go, what's going to happen next? Are we going to be okay? And sometimes the catastrophizing stuff starts happening. And so I had to really work really hard to keep myself calm. And very luckily I had friends over, and I took some antihistamines, I took my inhaler, and I was like, no, I think this should be fine. I'm still breathing okay. I'm just getting swelling. Then I was like, no, this is not going okay. We need to go to the hospital. And very luckily I live less than 5 minutes from the hospital. I'm very close. And so we got to the hospital, and like Waikato hospital team, they were just amazing. They're just such good people up there. And they looked after me, but I now have a non-specific anaphylactic reaction to something. And the non-specific is we don't know what's causing it. So I'm 4 days post, 5 days post this happening. So at this point, I now own EpiPens, which is not something I ever thought I'd need in my life. I don't know what I need to avoid. I don't know what caused it. And I'm on a wait list to get some testing done to find out if we can narrow it down. And so what I found for myself was like, I've had several people say, you've done really well, like keeping it together, being really calm while it was happening. And like, how I've kind of gone about getting myself organized afterwards. And what I realized was actually all of the stuff I've ever done in the last, 20 years around dealing with anxiety has really helped. Because dealing with change, dealing with freaky stuff, dealing with scary things, dealing with emergencies, are you someone who keeps it together while it's happening? Are you someone who freaks out, panics, and can't think? Are you someone who freezes? Like, there's no right or wrong answer to that. It's just about having an awareness of self. It's like, how do you react and stuff? How do you react in that moment? And what do you need? If the way you know you would naturally react is not the way you think is the most helpful or the way you want to react, what could you put in place to help yourself work out to be able to do the way you want to do it? And so for myself, because I'd had that previous reaction where my breathing became exceedingly in jeopardy, like I was not breathing well at all, this time around, because my breathing was just hampered, it wasn't dreadful. Very luckily, the swelling of my tongue was actually the bottom half of my tongue and not the whole tongue. So, because if you've ever had a swollen tongue, it actually does interfere with your breathing a lot. Because I knew the first time around, I literally went into panic. So, when your breathing is not working well, if you've ever had an asthma attack and then had an anxiety attack on top of that because of the asthma attack, you know. Like, the asthma attack's bad enough. It's really interfering with your ability to breathe. Putting an anxiety attack on top of that is like, you know, you have no luck, right, at that point. So I knew that was something I needed to really avoid. And so I tried to spend a lot of time finding out what I could, working out, just trying out different things to try and distract myself effectively. So I talked to myself a lot. I talked to my friend who came up, took me up to the hospital and stayed with me. I also did this whole thing about like just going, well, only the bottom half of my tongue is swollen, not the whole tongue. So that's really weird. And like talking about what the physical sensations were and about, well, at least it's this and it's not this. And I just keep reminding myself, you just have to breathe. You just have to breathe. And that actually worked. And so I had a lot of people say, well, you did really well. Because actually it would be really easy to flip over into the what's this going to be, especially because it was completely unexpected. We have no idea what it is that triggered it. And so now it's this whole having to work really hard to not go into those catastrophizing ideas about, well, if I leave the house, if I eat anything, it might happen again. The EpiPens haven't arrived in the mail yet. It's like, you know, all of those things. So it's about finding the balance for myself, like finding the way to actually look after myself and cope with the change and cope with the scary and cope with the anxiety and keep it at a manageable level because, yeah, this is now a thing that's part of my life. We don't know exactly how it all works. We don't know what we need to look out for, but what can I put in place so that I can survive the day? Because actually, what can I put in place so that I can get through my day as well as possible and minimize the anxiety? Because right now, the allergic reaction is not the thing that's causing the issue today. Like literally, today, Thursday, what are we, like the 5th? Oh man, I can't even believe we're in September. I have like really sore lungs, I'm really tired. If you've ever had someone who's had an asthma attack, like it takes multiple days afterwards. Have you ever had an allergic asthma attack? Like it takes multiple days afterwards for your lungs to recover. So I'm dealing with that, but that's kind of like, you know, it feels like I've had the really bad flu and I'm kind of recovering from it. So that's pretty normal. But it's the anxiety stuff. Like if I start thinking, and I've been working really hard at that, don't change your thinking. Focus on the now. What can you put in place? What can you affect? Because I could do that runaway thinking and like catastrophize and kind of go all over the place and go, I have no idea, my life's over, like something's gonna horrible's gonna happen, right? But I can't think like that because if I do that, I'll have no life because I'll go to my room and never do anything. And I don't choose that. I don't choose to have that life. That was something that was almost becoming part of my life when I was really, really unwell with bipolar and anxiety and I was having a breakdown and I was very suicidal. Like I would literally hide in my closet in my bedroom for days. Like, you know, obviously I came out to go to the bathroom and things, but like I would spend most of the hours of the day and some of the night hiding in my closet for multiple days of the week, multiple weeks in a row. And so that, doing that, like I don't want to do that anymore. Like that's not something I want to go back to. So I know for myself, I need to deal with this change. I need to find a way to cope with this dramatic change in my life. And currently, and it will be really interesting to see what the listen back kind of from the in the future, like listen back to these podcasts and like actually find out kind of like how I go. Because right now, It's not that I'm in denial. I'm in kind of a survival mode a little. I'm doing the bit I can do, right? And I imagine it's going to end up, I hope that it's going to end up being something like how I react to having asthma and like how I react to having anxiety and bipolar. I have things in my life that I know make things worse. There's things in my life that show me things I'm not doing so great. There are things in my life that I can do to help myself and look after myself. And that's just the way it is. And there's no right, there's no wrong. There just is the thing that makes a difference and makes it so I can have a life I enjoy, because that's my goal in life, is to enjoy my life, to have a great time, to actually spend some time with people I really care about and have some fun. And so because I know that for myself and I've done it for something that seems so big and insurmountable from when I was really unwell, and I know I can make that difference. Whereas this one, like it's quite big because it's kind of like sudden, like I could stop breathing, but it's not an insurmountable kind of like when I was coming out of my, like the depression and the suicidality and the massive overwhelming anxiety from when I was having my breakdown, because that was long run. That was days and weeks and years in a row of dragging myself out of that. Whereas this is like a sharp shock. And I know there's stuff I'm going to need to organize, and I know there's stuff I'm going to need help with. And some of the worry right now is that I don't know what that's going to be, but I'm aware. I know I don't know. And so I take I take solace in the fact that I know I don't know, and that I'm looking, and that I'm willing to look, and that I'm willing to go put my hand up and say, hey, I'm freaked out about this. I don't know what to do. And like making sure I not let the people who are around me know, like my closest friends and family will know, my workmates will know, I'm carrying an EpiPen with me, like I've got all that stuff. Like, so I'm looking after myself as much as I can, but it's that real solid nitty gritty about what do we need to do to deal with those big changes in life, those big shocks, those big things that kind of could smack you in the face and make life really hard. And what do you need? And it's okay if you don't know, and it's great if you do know. And if you don't know, if you're somewhere in between that, or you don't know, and you're like, who can you ask? Who can you have a conversation with and say, hey, I'm not sure how do I deal with this? What do I do? And I really recommend just going out and finding someone to talk to, because actually being able to talk it over with a couple of my best friends and my mum has made all of the difference. And talking to a workmate just today, explaining it to her, and she told me some stuff about, she has an adult daughter who has an anaphylactic reaction to penicillin. And she talked about, I had said something about my hands getting hot and itchy. She goes, yeah, that's like one of the first signs for a lot of people with anaphylaxis, is their hands get really, really red and really itchy. And I'm like, ah, I never knew that. And so like I'd had in my head, because I'd had it both times, that was the thing that came up first for me. And so that's a real warning sign. So I now know that. So I can take solace in that. I can take faith in that, that is a really big warning sign. If that happens, bam, okay, go get some adrenaline, call the ambulance. We know that's going to be a sign. So it's like I can kind of calm myself a bit with, we have a warning sign. We know what we need to do. But I could get to that point because I talked it over with people. I had people to bounce ideas off. And I know for some of us, we don't have people close in our life. I am really blessed, and I every day give thanks for the blessing that my friends and family are. But sometimes we don't have someone close to us. We don't have someone available to chat. So what I'm going to do now, because I've managed to talk for like 20 plus minutes just all about that, I'm going to play our section on helplines, because sometimes if we need someone to talk to, you need to be able to reach out to someone and you don't have someone right now. So grab a pen and paper, write some of these down. So if you need someone to talk to, someone to listen, maybe one of these will be great. So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now that's pretty much what it's called, so need to talk, 1737. It's a free call or text service, and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and this service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text, 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a crisis assessment team, they're part of the community mental health, so they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, they're there if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to. They're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening. You're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508-828-865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is I want to give you the Outline. Now this is a Gay and Lesbian Outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people, who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support, and when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the Outline, their number is 0800 688 5463. Now, don't stress if you missed any of those contact details for the helplines. I do play that at the end of every single show. So come back and listen again to Fighting Stigma next week on Free FM 89.0 at 12 o'clock on Thursday. Or else listen on TuneIn on the app, or maybe go to accessradio.org and look up the podcast for Fighting Stigma, or go on Apple Podcasts, check out your podcast player. Maybe if you are at home and you don't have a radio but you want to do it, like you can live stream it from freefm.org.nz, or if you've got an Amazon Echo device, you can use the Free FM 89 Alexa skill. But whichever way you get hold of us, I'm glad you came in to listen. But from us all here, take care.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
For more episodes of this Community Access Radio show, please visit freefm.org.nz. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this podcast possible by funding the Access Internet Radio Project.